The group is looking to set up a new interchange at the spot where Creamery Lane crosses under Interstate 80. They asked the council to support putting the project on the Transportation Infrastructure Project list for UDOT, which is known as the STIP. Councilmember Doug Clyde told us they're supportive, but the overlay project is still in its early stages.
They can't even tell us how many units they're asking for at this point. You know, they've just got a bubble diagram, which is appropriate. That's what they should be doing. But we don't even know at this point how much traffic they're going to generate.
He said an interchange is appropriate in that area of North Summit, since the two nearest interchanges are 8 miles apart. But the village overlay still has a long road ahead.
They, as a committee, need to come up with their strengths and weaknesses and opportunities and constraints and work through those things. And I think they're just at the very beginning of that process.
He said his biggest concern is that the Weber River runs through the proposed overlay area.
The river is out of compliance with federal water quality standards. We, the county, is largely responsible for cleaning up the Weber River because most of the impacts are land use impacts. And so if we're going to permit a new project in that area, it is going to have to be designed to the highest standard for stormwater management that currently exists. And so my point to them was, this is not going to look like your grandfather's subdivision. This is going to look like an entirely appropriate stormwater management system that is not anything we've seen in the county. We just haven't had any big development since the laws have changed.
On another item Wednesday, the council received the completed independent audit for the county for 2018. One item said that their general fund was over budget on some transportation projects, but Clyde said that's more a matter of fiscal timing than it is a significant concern.
It happens when, you know, we have a budget year, right? And so we budgeted certain expenditures on transportation for 2018, and we didn't get them all spent. So some of them moved over into 2019.
Summit County Council Member Doug Clyde. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.